Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we cover it all. Now, that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational. That is, it's not financial advice. If you do want personalized financial advice, then talk to one of my team members. You can do that by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which you can also find on our website, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here. We're changing things up a bit today. Normally, we tackle listener questions, but this time, we're focusing on something every retiree needs to know: the biggest financial risks and segments that every financial advisor should be aware of and plan for. These are the issues that can derail even the best retirement plans. So let's talk about how to stay ahead of them.
Colby will be reading today's questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions each week by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive right on in.
Colin, there's a lot to adjust to when you finally retire. One of the biggest changes people face is the paycheck stop. How do you make sure you still have consistent income every month?
All right, this is a good one, because without income, there is no retirement. You cannot retire if you do not have income, because there's always going to be some bill somewhere, somehow, that you didn't even know you had. Okay, I don't know how much money I paid to the stinking gym every single month for no reason whatsoever. Okay, random fees come up, random bills come up, and without a clear income plan, you got to go to guesswork. You got to say, oh, maybe I'll pull it from this account this time. Maybe I'll take it from my IRA. Maybe I'll take it from my Roth. Maybe I'll turn on my pension here instead of waiting a couple more years. Maybe Social Security's turned on at 62 instead of full retirement age or 70. Who knows what's right? Does anyone know what's right for you? Well, hopefully somebody's able to help you figure out how to turn on income for you. Maybe you don't have much Social Security, or maybe you don't have a pension. Not a lot of people have pensions anymore. But we still need to figure out when to turn them on, if you do have them. Almost everyone's going to have Social Security, and there's like roughly 564 different ways we can file for Social Security and about 1,000 rules governing Social Security. And they've eliminated some of the best strategies we used to use all the time for most clients that came through our doors, like us as financial advisors. They eliminated some of these things. They made it harder on us for Social Security. Well, we also have the concern that Social Security will run out of money in roughly 2034. And that means everybody who's on Social Security now or will be on Social Security in the future, across the board, if they don't fix things with Social Security, they will be able to pay you about 79 cents on the dollar. So if you were getting a $1,000 benefit right now, you would now get $790 instead of $1,000 if they don't fix Social Security. That's rough. Now, do I think they're going to fix it? Yeah, I'm pretty confident on that, but there's a lot that needs to be done. There's a lot of hoops to jump through for Congress to change things. So that's just one thing. We got to figure out what Social Security timing looks like for you. And then we got to say, all right, with my pension, if I do have a pension, do I take it as a lump sum so I can control taxes and I can get a lot of money and I can put it into something else that can generate the same income I would or more? Or do I take a monthly distribution? And if I do take my monthly distribution, am I married? And if I am married, what percentage of that pension stick around for my spouse? 0%, 25%, 50%, 75%, 100%? Well, that affects our income there. They're not going to give me as much if my pension sticks around full 100% for my spouse. And then we look at our other assets. Well, a lot of folks going into this income plan and starting to plan for income, they got a lot of money in the markets. The markets are volatile. They swing up, they swing down, they're left and right. One person says tariff, the other person says stop. It doesn't matter. Like, the markets crash and go up and crash and go up. Bear markets, they hit us, you know, let's just say every 5 years. That's a lot of bear markets when you're in retirement. We don't want all our money in the stock market if we're using it for income. We don't want our income to be based off of a stock portfolio. It's pretty rare that I would have someone do that, because the risk is pretty high. Because if you pull your money out when the markets are down, double compounding effect. So let's make sure that you don't overspend on your income. Let's make sure you don't underspend. And let's make sure you don't run out of money. You know, there's three concerns that most people will have in retirement. And we've already covered, this is the third biggest one, I would argue. Earlier in the show, we talked about taxes. Taxes is a huge, huge problem we need to solve. The next one is the risk of running out of money. And the third is healthcare costs and what healthcare looks like for me. So we're hitting the three biggest concerns that almost every single person faces right off the get-go in our show. There is a solution for nearly everyone who's listening today to make sure you don't have to stress about income, to make sure it's not just winging it. Because what we don't want to have happen is you take a distribution from your IRA and it has an inverse effect on your Social Security taxation, or you bump into the next tax bracket, or it affects your Medicare premiums and you pay more each month for, you know, 2 years. Everything we do has an inverse effect to something else in my plan. This income plan could hurt my healthcare plan later. It could hurt my tax plan. It could hurt my risk. You know, if I'm not taking enough risk on my portfolio, and I'm going to talk about that in the next segment, then I might not have the capability to keep up with inflation and pay for healthcare or keep my lifestyle the same. And when I get into my 80s and 90s and when things get more and more expensive, I don't want you to go live in a government subsidized housing. I want you to go live wherever you want to live, enjoy life and do the things you want to do. So everything ties to another thing, and we need to make sure that the plan is congruent across the board. Creating a stable, sustainable income strategy that includes Social Security timing, withdrawal coordination. Do I take a little bit from the traditional IRA? Do I take a little bit from the Roth? And do I take a little bit from like a brokerage account or after tax money? And that way, if I'm taking a little bit from each of them, maybe we manipulate legally the tax ramifications and we stay in the tax bracket that you guys want to stay in. This is one of the first things we do want to solve. I'd rather solve income and then taxes, just as a side note. There's two problems that almost every person will face as well. They'll either face an income problem or they'll face a tax problem. Well, I'd rather face a tax problem because that means I have too much, but I have to solve that income problem first. And so what we have to do is we got to figure out how to get our distributions. Even if there's inverse tax ramifications, it's important for you to have the income more so than to pay less taxes. But if I can do both, home run. I'm going to do it because I want to make sure your whole plan works together. Unpredictable income is one of the most stressful retirement risks that you can face. When you are working for somebody else, you are in what we'd call the accumulation phase of your retirement. We're saving, we're pushing stuff aside, we're making sure our 401k is matched out, we're making sure that we have the money we need in retirement. Maybe we got a little bit behind, but we're doing our best to contribute to it now. Well, the problem is, once you retire, you stop having someone else pay your paycheck. You got somebody else paying your paycheck, which is you. You pay your own paycheck. You control where the money comes from. And that should not be a stressful scenario for you. If it is stressful and you're doing this on your own, you probably should hire a financial advisor. There's a lot of studies out there, and I'm not going to name a lot of them, but there's studies out there that show that financial advisors increase your returns and the money you keep in your pockets substantially. Go look it up. Just Google it. Don't necessarily trust Google, but look for reputable sources, okay? But financial advisors actually make a huge impact, and they've done these studies over many, many, many years, these big firms. So you shouldn't stress. And if you are stressing, have someone come in and help you not pull your hair out anymore. If anything, like me as a financial advisor, it's my job to stress and pull my hair out so you get to keep yours. When we do this for our clients, there's so much peace of mind that comes. And it's so solvable. We just need to make sure all our puzzle pieces are in the right place and I'm not using a hammer to hit the wrong one in the wrong place.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo, present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.